Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, as promised last week, I've looked a bit more closely now at the Tony nominations. As for snubs, most everyone mentioned Steve Carell. But after the reviews of Uncle Vanya, that was really no surprise. I'd say the biggest surprise for me was Will Keen as Vladimir Putin not getting nominated for the Patriots. He won the top award in England for that role. In fact, Patriots, the play, did not do well and likely felt snubbed. That's in a limited run, as are most dramas. The shows that can relax a while are Hell's Kitchen and Stereophonic. Those will likely be the two winners for musical and drama. I would say if there was another surprise, maybe Outsiders, which did surprisingly well. So that should have a nice run. The first closing, due to a poor nomination showing, was Lampika, which I reviewed here last week. Its lead actress got a nod, but alas, the show is never really going to have a wide audience. So let's keep an eye on Great Gatsby. Can this production, which critics, not me, disliked, still find an audience? Cabaret, I believe, can because it had sold so many tickets before it even opened. The numbers to watch here are the weekly attendance. What's a show that does not make $1 million a week is theoretically in trouble. Meanwhile, I saw three well-deserving nominees this past week. First, there was Mother Play. This is Paula Vogel's latest semi-autobiographical piece. This one centers on an embittered divorcee and her two children. We watch them through the years, moving constantly, moving. This is called a play in six evictions. Jessica Lange is terrific in the lead role. Celia Keenan-Bolger could grab the featured actress Tony, as she did for To Kill a Mockingbird. Ironically, she serves as a semi-narrator in both. Mother Play has some nice laughs. Jim Parsons is the son. But it mostly has rather heartbreaking moments. It's not perfect. A long, silent segment is really not necessary. But it's hard not to be moved and entertained. Mother Play is also in a limited run in the relatively intimate Hayes Theater. I then saw Illinois, which is literally playing next door on West 44th. If this one doesn't win Best Choreography for Justin Peck, I will resign in shock. The production is virtually all dance for almost 2 hours. Except for a pair of singers on the side of the action who tell us the story or stories through song. The only other Broadway all-dance shows I could think of were Fosse's Dancin' and Gerald Robbins' Broadway. City Center right now has a hit with Message in a Bottle, which I will be discussing next week. Illinois is lovely, and I suggest you just sit back and eventually you will pick up some of the themes. And I would suggest a closer to the stage, the better on this one, or at least grab a seat that has a full view. And then there was Mary Jane, written by Amy Herzog, directed by Anne Kaufman. Not a male to be seen or heard from this one. And let me say, I think the most contested Tony Award will be for the best actress in a drama. There is Jessica Lange. There is Sarah Paulson, inappropriate, who's probably the front runner. And now we have Rachel McAdams making her Broadway debut as a young woman with a seriously ill child, who we never see, by the way. The show is about 90 minutes, no intermission. There is some nice and needed humor, but overall it's a moving piece and makes you count your blessings. McAdams does very well, as do her occasional medical supporters. This one, too, is a strictly limited run. Speaking of good roles for women, Mia Farrow and Patti LuPone, who are longtime friends apparently, had no intention of returning to Broadway, but then they read a script about two women sharing a house, and it caught their eye. It's called The Roommate, written by Jen Silverman, and it had a 2017 run at the Williamstown Theater Festival. Well, Mia Farrow's 79, Patti LuPone is 75, so good luck on that one, I say with a touch of skepticism. And finally today, congratulations to another woman, Ebony Booth, whose play Primary Trust began as a school assignment at Juilliard and had one small production off-Broadway. Well, it has now won the Pulitzer Prize in drama. The judges praised it as a simple and elegantly crafted story of an emotionally damaged man who finds a new job, new friends, and a new sense of worth. illustrating how small acts of kindness can change a person's life and enrich an entire community. Anyway, that play will next be at the La Jolla Playhouse. The 2024 season is kind of officially over, at least in terms of new and hopefully award-winning productions. So I can relax a bit now, but I'll be keeping you up on the happenings on both coasts. And I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.